happy to be with you and with St. Gabriel Radio Board. So it's always been an important part of my life, and when I was invited to be part of the board, I was happy to join.
It's an exciting process, as everybody knows. Our homes and our parishes are a place where we need to be intentional in our responses to what God is asking us to do at any particular moment. And we know we're also fed by the Word of God through Catholic Radio. If it's made an impact on your life, we ask you and encourage you to give us a call now, 614-459-4820, or go online at stgabrielradio.com. And Dave, we have some special gifts for our sustaining members this drive.
We have a wonderful gift for new sustaining members, as well as those sustaining members that increase their membership. It's a DVD of the Holy Rosary with Father John Ricardo. It's a beautiful DVD of sacred images as you pray along the Rosary with Father Ricardo. That's yours for a gift of $20 or more per month. And then we also have a wonderful leadership gift. This is for those donations of over $1,000. It's a seven foot tall.
That
would be a great statue for $1,000. It's a 7-inch statue of El Divino Niño, which is the statue that is in front of the piazza at the Shrine of the Blessed Sacrament in Hanceville, Alabama. Yours and the DVD for a gift of $1,000 or more. We invite you to join this radio family by calling 614-459-4820 or by going online to stgabrielradio.com.
And Father Thomas Blau, would you like to start us with a prayer for our listeners?
Yes. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Lord our God, we ask you to continue to bless the work of St. Gabriel Radio. Bless all her actions. Bless the work that is done here. We especially ask your blessings today upon all listeners. And we ask that you let others know that the faith is alive through this radio. We ask all this through the intercession of Our Lady as we pray.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Our Lady's Seat of Wisdom,
Pray for us.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
We were blessed to have Father Thomas Blau celebrate a Mass here at St. Gabriel Radio this last hour. Thank you for coming in early. Thank you for giving us Jesus Christ present in the Eucharist. I know that it strengthens us, and you were talking a little bit about healing, and that healing that persists for some minutes after we receive those that gift of the Holy Eucharist.
The Eucharist remains in us substantially. Jesus, substantially in his sacramental presence, is in us for about 15 minutes or so until the species of bread and wine are dissolved. And then he's present in us through the power of his Spirit and grace. And so the divine physician is in us. The divine physician is there. He is the great healer. He is the divine physician. Mm-hmm. And so especially in those wounds of the heart, wounds of the soul, he's there to heal. And so Aquinas says the Eucharist gives us strength. The Eucharist heals. The Eucharist strengthens us against sin, especially those sins that we fight against. And it gives glory. Receiving the Eucharist gives glory. So there's people in the pews that if you could see them the way God sees them, with the glory that is on them now, you would have to wear sunglasses. Some people are absolutely brighter than the sun. Right with us in the pews. You'd never know it this side of heaven, but we will one day see it. The Eucharist gives glory. So it's a great blessing, this blessing of our faith that I hear people saying, oh, I've got to go to church. Hmm. We have the privilege of going to church. Hmm. So what a great gift.
Well, that's an inspiration to not run out of the pews quite so fast after Mass.
Yeah. You're
take a moment.
And, you're a tabernacle. You're a monstrance at that moment. The angels are awed by you at that moment.
Wow.
For about 15 minutes.
St. Gabriel Radio has three primary missions, and the first primary mission is to catechize and to teach the Catholic faith, and you're hearing it right now from Father Thomas Blau at St. Patrick's Parish. You hear it every day at St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. If you hear that and you appreciate that and want to show that you appreciate that, give us a call, 614-459-4820, and we have an angel update. We have a new angel this hour, Andy Mackey. Andy, welcome.
Thank you.
I think that we have your mic turned up. Is that right?
Now we do.
Yeah, there we go. Andy, how do you sound?
I think I sound pretty good.
Much better.
Andy was showing us his glasses earlier. At least I had noticed them. And he said he has multiple glasses so that you know, you have a little extra bling on certain days. And today you're wearing, how would you describe your glasses?
I would describe these as my my intelligence glasses. You know,
those are nice.
Yeah, they're. I feel like they add, if this was a video game, they would add +2 intelligence to me on a day like today. So
wow,
yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, it's very nice. But I appreciate you noticing them. That was very very kind. So,
but we have some praise reports.
We sure do. So an update on the hourly goal for this hour. We're trying to get 16 gifts. So if people are listening and they feel inspired by what they're hearing. You know, we're trying to get 16 gifts, and you can call in or you can visit us online and check those out. So some of the ones that we've had, Patricia in Gahanna, she actually increased her sustaining membership. So that's wonderful. Yeah, it's a big time.
Patricia,
we can celebrate
Gahanna.
That. Yeah, it's showing she increased her sustaining gift, and sustaining gifts are amazing. And she did it in honor of her mother, Marge Louise Gallagher. So that's a very nice way to sustain membership and support the radio station. Philip in Columbus, he gave us a monthly sustaining membership. So we got a monthly membership in that. Yeah. It's cause for a celebration. So, and that's in honor of his deceased uncle, Father Bryce Mulroy. Mm. And we also have from Celeste and Jeff in Bremen, Ohio, they are giving us a one-time amount. So a one-time gift of $300. Oh. Yeah, so it's very, very generous of them. Yeah.
Thank you.
I know. It's great. So, and that's in honor of Pat and Rhea Messerly and John and Eleanor Schmelzer. So, and if you want to join in on the fun, you can call the radio station at 614-459-4820. We're trying again, if you want to join in the fun, hear the claps. We're trying to get 16 people to give a gift to St. Gabriel Radio. And again, you can call the number, which is 614-459-4820. Or visit us online at stgabrielradio.com.
Thank you so much. And we're going to be talking a little bit about what St. Gabriel Catholic Radio means to us personally. And all of us have been touched in one way or another about what Catholic Radio means to us. Father Thomas Blau, what are you finding on the front lines as it relates to the impact of Catholic Radio here in a Central Ohio area?
You know, there is something going on here in Central Ohio, and I have to believe it's because of St. Gabriel Radio and the people that get fired up in the faith because of St. Gabriel Radio, the men's and women's conferences. And so I'm finding that people will get fired up because they hear a preacher, they hear something, but it's St. Gabriel Radio that is sustaining them. I was thinking the whole calling someone a sustaining member, it's ongoing presence and holding you up. That's what St. Gabriel Radio is doing to so many people. So it's a great gift. I called up a rosary, a place to get some rosaries made, Rugged Rosaries at cordbands.com. And the person on Rugged, they're in California, and the person on Rugged Rosaries said, "What's going on in Ohio?" Mm. And I said, what do you mean? She goes, "Texas is our number one place where we send rosaries to. California is the second. Number three is Ohio."
Yay, Ohio. And it's
for asking for these rosaries. And she goes, "What's going on in Ohio?" I've got to believe St. Gabriel Radio is part of what's making this middle of the country fire of charity and love of God. It's St. Gabriel Radio that's adding to it.
When I think it's the response, too, of those who are listening and those who are structuring their life centered on the Holy Word of God and daily Mass, the reception of the sacraments. We just heard three people, and those three people who just contributed to Catholic Radio, I know them, and they are creating a ripple effect of faith in their families and in their parishes, and it's reaching far beyond that. It's a response that I'm seeing in Columbus, and of course that's the free choice that God has given us. But it's a beautiful thing to watch when we see that somebody is giving of their free will to share the Word of God by word and in deed.
Absolutely,
the radio station is important all around, but it's that the giving first that we're asking for you to do, but it's certainly a gift to our listeners, and we hope that gift remains. We intend for that gift to remain. As a board member, I see our board members make careful, considered decisions about the blessings of the our the wherewithal of these radio drives, and so you can be sure that those things are in place, that those checks and balances are in place, and some very smart people are paying attention. But also the main goal that we always talk about is bringing the truth to the people of Central Ohio, to the diocese, and the that positive. What can I do when you're by yourself in your car listening to your radio? What can you do? You can influence your family and the people around you, and that's the ripple that will change the world. And so that's the positive thing that St. Gabriel Radio can do for us.
And we have some exciting news at St. Gabriel Radio. If you haven't already heard, St. Gabriel Catholic Radio entered into a legal contract to purchase a brand new station in Scioto County, in southern Ohio. So we will be reaching the entire, or almost the entire, Diocese of Columbus. Right now, AM 820 reaches most of the state during the daylight hours. It does not reach the Scioto County area very well. So this new station will be 88.3 FM. 88.3 FM will come on sometime before January 1st next year. So over the next few months, we'll be receiving the FCC licensing and permissions and getting everything set up. But it's an exciting step for us. And you talked about the watchfulness of the board. I can attest to that. I've been the executive director here at St. Gabriel Catholic Radio for about 10 years. And the board is very conscientious, and they watch every step, and they want to make sure that everything is in alignment with the mission that we've been given.
And
first of all, making sure we have
step.
Good truth. Yes.
Pray about every step.
Nothing is rushed.
That's right.
The step going to Portsmouth, it took months and months and months of discernment, research, additional information, and making sure that even as we went to each step, that we were watching to make sure that everything was what we thought it was going to be. So we're trying to be a good steward of that money, but we need you to step forward now. We ask you twice a year to step forward with your support, 614-459-4820. Our goal for this hour is 16 gifts in total. We're at 3, so we need you to pick up the phone now, 614-459-4820. If we receive 7 gifts, we just have a few more for that, there'll be an anonymous donor that will kick in another $300. So let's get to that 7 gifts, and then we can see where we go from there.
614-459-4820, or you can also go online to stgabrielradio.com, or even use our mobile device smartphone app available both on Droid as well as iOS. Just download it from the respective stores, and you can go right in there and make a donation through your app. How about a clip right now? We're going to queue up Father John Ricardo, who's heard every morning, weekday morning at 8 a.m. and then also Saturdays at 8 a.m. And in this clip, Father Ricardo is talking about Luke chapter 11.
Starting in verse 9, a passage that we're well familiar with, I'm sure, but I'm not sure that we really grasp the ending of what it is that Jesus is saying here. I tell you, ask and it will be given you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. And he who seeks finds. And to him who knocks it will be opened. Everyone, not some of us, not the elite, everyone. What father among you, if his son asks for a fish, will instead of a fish give him a serpent? Or if he asks for an egg, will give him a scorpion? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children. And here's the key. How much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? Oftentimes we take this passage and we get confused because we've asked for lots of things in life and we haven't gotten them. We've knocked and the door just seems to be bolted shut. We seek, but we don't seem to find what it is we're seeking for. That's because we misunderstand what it is that God most wants to give. What he most wants to give is himself. And the way he gives himself is precisely by the power of his Spirit. Flip to Romans, Romans 5. The ending of Romans 5, Paul writes, God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit, which has been given to us. This is not a cute expression. This is not some sort of sappy Hallmark card. God's love has really been poured into your heart. This happened in baptism. It concretely happened. The Holy Spirit is alive in you. He may be dormant in you or in me. He might be sleeping. or seem to be sleeping. He might need to be woken up, or he may need to wake you or me up. But the Holy Spirit dwells in us. The very love of God lives in your heart and mine for no other reason than to convince you of the reality that you are loved, so that you can find the freedom, and so that I can find the freedom that we long for, so that you don't have to worry about, and I don't have to worry about all the facades and the masks that we so often put up. Some of those are necessary in life because we don't want just anybody to indiscreetly know about us. But some of us even put masks and facades up in front of the people who most love us because we are afraid that they won't love us if they really knew all about us. God knows everything about me, the things that I don't want anybody in this room to know. And he still loves me. And so it is for each and every one of us. He not only knows every hair of our heads, he knows everything. He knows my thoughts, the ones I'm proud of and the ones I'm not so proud of. He knows it all. And in spite of it all, he still loves me. And he's calling me on to greater freedom and to greater life and to greater holiness. God wants to do this. I mean, he really does want to wake us up to the reality. He wants to convince us that we are loved by God. Flip forward again to 1 John. First letter of John, chapter 4, verse 10. And this is love. Remember, we talked last week about revelation is healing. The Word of God is revealed to us so that you and I will find healing, so that we'll be put together. We're all like Humpty Dumpty. That's just a great little story of humanity. We all are broken into little bits. But there really is someone who can put us together again. And that's the Lord Jesus, who does that precisely by the power of his Spirit, who's been poured into my heart and to yours. And he's trying to make me whole. And he's trying to make you whole. Let this hit you, huh? Not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the expiation for our sins. A little bit later on in verse 19, we love because he first loved us. There's nothing you did to earn the cross. Nothing. Nothing I did to merit redemption. What merited redemption was getting lost. I earned getting put on the shepherd's shoulders because I wandered away. That's how I earned getting put on the shepherd's shoulders. I was the stupid sheep who got up, left the fold, and wandered down the hillside. And he in his great love came looking for us. So not for anything that we have done, not because we've earned anything, not because I somehow made the cut or measured up to the grade or passed the scale, simply because he who is rich in love and mercy chose to create me and to create you. And all of life is simply supposed to be a response to God. I don't think I can stress enough how many of us live lives trying to save ourselves. That's a heresy, actually. It's Pelagianism. That somehow we can just save ourselves. That all Jesus needed to do was to give me a good example. And that if I can just follow his good example, I'll be all right. I'm incapable of doing a thing. That's how deformed my will is. I am incapable of doing anything on my own. I am utterly dependent upon grace. But so many people think and they live their lives hoping to have somehow amassed enough goodies or bonus points or favors or gold stars so that when they die, hopefully God will look at them, weigh them on the scale, and find them, you know, to be a significant enough weight to let them in. You can quit. One of the greatest passages for me in Paul in his letter to the Philippians, it's in chapter 3, where Paul, who's a Pharisee, who is striving his whole life to keep the law, and in so doing, he thinks he will save himself, that he'll respond to God, he'll keep the commandments, he'll do everything perfect, and then God will reward him at the end of his life. This is his whole mindset, and then he gets blinded by Jesus. And it's not like he discards the law. We'll look at that in a second. He comes to a deeper and more profound understanding of it. But Paul, as he's in the throes of his conversion, says, I am no longer striving for perfection on my own. That was how I used to live. I don't have to live that way anymore, in the sense of striving for it on my own. Now all I'm trying to do is to make a response to the one who has become man for me and offered up his life upon the cross. That's what I'm trying to do. You get how drastic this difference is? One is trying to earn favor. The other is realizing I'm already favored. Now I just want to love the one who loves me.
You're listening to Father John Ricardo. This is the St. Gabriel Catholic Radio AM 820 Fall Spirit Drive. You'd normally be listening to Dr. David Anders a wonderful apologist and teacher that you'll hear every day, weekdays, Monday through Friday, 2 to 3 p.m. If you have appreciated Father John Ricardo in the mornings at 8 a.m. or Dr. David Anders, we ask you to call now and to show that appreciation, 614-459-4820.
The phones 614-459-4820
or stgabrielradio.com. Boy, what a powerful preaching that Father John Ricardo just gave us. I want to go over and restate these words because he really punched these and they really punched me. Jesus poured out into our hearts the Holy Spirit. He poured out into our hearts the Holy Spirit. Something concretely happened in our baptism. We no longer have to put on masks, that God knows us and he still loves us. Father John Ricardo.
Always pursuing us.
Like that great poem, The Hound of Heaven. Mm. He's on you. He's on to you, and he will not give up.
Well, thank God for that. And it doesn't have to be much of a crack either. You know, we don't need a huge opening. As long as you open up your heart just that crack, he will enter that crack, and he will pour out his abundant blessings through the Holy Spirit. When we listen to Father John Ricardo, for me, I hear a pastor and a teacher. And I'm not sure if you hear the same thing, Father Thomas, but he has impacted so many people's lives around the country. Have you heard in your confessions or in your interactions with the parishioners at St. Patrick's that ripple effect has, impacted their lives as well?
Absolutely. He's one of the great speakers we've got, one of the great preachers out there. And so he is getting the Word of God out there and allowing the Word of God to do his work, allow him to touch hearts, to enliven people, to wake people up to the spiritual truth. So I think we are blessed to have him as a preacher in our age, and St. Gabriel Radio does a great job of making his preaching, his insights prolific, very, very frequent. He's a staple. For so many people.
Father John Ricardo, heard every weekday, 8 a.m., and even on Saturday at 8 a.m. We have in the studio our angel updater, Andy.
Hi.
Any updates for us?
I do have some updates, but, you know, first, I feel I would be remiss as someone who attends St. Mary's in Delaware if I didn't start off with a pun. You know, anybody who knows Father Watson knows he's a man who loves his puns. So my question to you all is, how does Moses make his coffee?
How does Moses make his coffee? Dave loves coffee. Dave, you have an answer? I think you know
I
it.
I do know this one.
I can tell.
Right. I know this one. The wheels started turning.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah.
He brews it. He brews it. Yeah.
He brews.
Get it? Being.
Yeah.
Father Blau is not impressed.
I gotta be honest.
If there was a meme for not impressed, you would be it.
Punish the punish.
It's a good one. Yeah, you know, it feels like I'm in the pews on Sunday. So,
whoa!
I love him though. All right, so we do have some more gifts that came in. So we have a one-time gift from Suzanne in Dublin. Nice. So she's given to the radio station. We have Lori, who is from Plain City. And she is also giving a one-time gift, and that's in honor of her husband, who introduced her to Holy Mass.
Wow. So
that's very lovely.
Oh, that's sweet.
And we have an online gift, because you can give online, too. And this is from Jennifer in Dublin, who attends St. Joan of Arc in Powell. And she gave a one-time donation of $25. So...
fantastic.
Thank you.
That's what we want to hear.
Yep, and you can join in on the fun calling 614-459-4820. Or visit us online at stgabrielradio.com.
Fantastic.
Thank you.
I would like to give a shout out. You know, all these parishes we've mentioned, St. Joan, St. Mary Delaware, St. Matthew's, Resurrection, Holy Family. So in my work as an itinerant preacher in the diocese, I've gone around to a wonderful amount of parishes. I've seen some of our great parishes. And I would like to give a shout out to all those who've been to one of my parish missions. If you've been to one of my parish missions, please consider calling in and give a consider giving. Every bit helps, great or small. But a shout out to you. If you have been to one of my parish missions, if in some way, maybe a parish mission on Mercy, on the Eucharist, on Mary, we've done a Proofs of God for a number of them, getting more out of the sacraments. If you've been to one of those parish missions, please consider calling in and giving a donation, because I'm inspired by St. Gabriel Radio and the programming here, and I'm sure you are also.
Yep.
614-459-4820.
614-459-4820. Let's make this hour an excellent hour. We need to get to seven gifts in order to receive a bonus of $300. 614-459-4820. And in the studio, we have one of our youngest testimonials of all time, Warren Black. Welcome, Warren.
Thanks. It's awesome to be here.
Thanks for coming.
Warren, you're 17 years old. You're being homeschooled. You are an ambassador at Our Lady of Perpetual Help, and you're on the leadership committee for Life Teen and the Help, and you also help with Alpha Retreats. You're pretty involved for a 17-year-old.
Yeah, thanks. I try to help out in any way I can with the parish. I know it means a lot to our parishioners there, and I just want to inspire the kids to really get involved with their parish, I guess.
So a 17-year-old, not a lot of 17-year-olds listen to talk radio, but some do, and you're one of those. How did you first start listening to AM 820?
Well, I don't know if there was a very specific moment. My parents got really involved with the Catholic Church a few years ago, and my dad became Catholic. He converted because of Catholic radio. Mm-hmm. So it really had a big, big part in our family in that way, I would say. Really, that's why I'm here today, because of Catholic radio and because my dad told me about it.
Did he annoy you by turning on Catholic radio even though you didn't want to hear it?
Yeah, I would say so. He'd talk about it a lot, and he would talk about the Catholic faith, even when we still were very adamantly Protestant. And it was kind of hard to deal with. I would say a little annoying, but that's okay.
But talk about those Holy Spirit moments. Somehow the Holy Spirit got through, right? Mm-hmm. And here you are. Welcome home.
Yeah, thanks.
So what has it meant to you to listen in yourself? It sounds like you've had those dialogues with your dad as he was learning more about the Catholic faith. He was sharing what he heard, and you were discussing that with him. Is that how the dynamic occurred? I'm not trying to put words in your mouth. And if so, what's happening now that you're a listener?
Yeah, so I guess I just became really interested in the Catholic faith. Even when I was Protestant, I was very involved with the church that I was in. And so when Catholicism came up in our family, I was very intrigued. I wanted to know what it was, what its doctrines were, what doctrines even were. I had no clue. I wanted to know what the Catholic Church was, what it stood for, and maybe how I could be more involved.
Wow. And as you were learning more and more, what happened to you? What happened to your heart? What happened to your mind? Was this a long process, short process?
It was definitely a long process. The Holy Spirit really just started working in my life and unveiling the truths that were hidden in Catholicism for me. I started learning more and more, and I started to see the truth, I would say. I'm very objective-oriented. I need to know the truth about something and the details behind it. So Catholicism just had the proof behind every statement that it made. It had something to back it up. It had a reason for why we do things the way that we do at Mass. It had the reason for why faith alone doesn't just work out for us. Mm-hmm. There were reasons, solid evidence for everything. There's a reason why the history of the Catholic Church has influenced the way we do things today. And all of that combined together impacted me. It convinced me, and now I'm here.
Wow. You're listening to Warren Black, a 17-year-old who's a regular listener of Catholic radio. His father was converted to the Catholic faith primarily, or at least one of the reasons why, was listening to Catholic radio, and that ripple effect affected you as well. Do you have any challenges for our listeners?
Yeah, I would say my challenge is to parents, specifically with teenagers or younger kids, that just you need to get more involved with your kids, and you need to talk about the faith with them. introduce them to Life Teen, introduce them to Alpha for your kids and other programs that are going on at church. Get them involved, because that's what makes a difference in this life. If they're just lukewarm Catholics, they're just letting it all go slide by, you know, it's not going to make a difference in their lives. And we need to be strong Catholics. We need to make a difference in our kids' lives. And we need to help them come to the truth.
So be strong, Catholic Radio listeners. Be strong. And you heard it from Warren. He's challenging you to get involved. Get involved in your child's life. Get involved in your own faith journey. And pick up the phone, 614-459-4820,
wow,
and give us a call.
Thank you.
I'm looking at Father Blau, and he's thinking future Dominican.
If you love the truth, let me talk to you.
You know what made me think of those Holy Spirit moments that people talk about on the radio, where they're in their car, they're listening at that moment, and whatever is on, they think it's for them. And I'm sure that some of those things have happened to you. You happen to be pondering whatever that truth was you were researching, and by gosh, on that call-in show, they talked about it. Or they gave you a reference or a book or a something. And I can't say how many times probably if we went through all of our newsletters that we've done and all of our testimonials, we would find that people would say, oh, that one show, it got me. And it happens all the time. And I think that's one of those gifts of those Holy Spirit gifts of Catholic radio.
It's when you, as you said, it's things kind of come alive. And it's the amazing thing about the scriptures. It's this amazing thing about the catechism, just all of our faith, is that what to maybe someone else is just a book, a dead letter, for us, it comes alive. It's God spoke to me personally. He made that applicable to my life personally in a way I didn't seek this out. I do a lot. It doesn't come. But every once in a while, you get that little, that something, a word, a verse, a thought, could be a song, jumps out at you. And that's God. That is a moment of grace. So it's a wonderful part of our faith that can happen. We worship a living God who's involved in our lives.
Warren, I'm sorry to circle back to you, but I have a question. As a father, it sounds like at some point you saw great spiritual strength from your father. Can you recall or maybe paint a picture of some of the things that you saw in his life as he was learning more about the Catholic faith and deepening his relationship with Jesus Christ that really changed you and started to make you think there's more to this than just the mind?
Yeah, my dad has always been very, very religious. He's always put that above. He's always put God above anything else in his life. So there were those moments where I would see that he was very invested in this. He wasn't going to give up on the Catholic Church. He knew that there was something more. And my dad is a very smart man. I know him to be so. So I knew that there was something. There had to be something a little deeper in the Catholic faith, a little deeper than what I had heard from my Protestant friends, from my Protestant pastor. I knew that there was something there, and I just had to investigate it.
That's great.
And I also understand you have a twin sister. Is there anything that you would like to say nice about your twin sister over the airwaves?
Yeah, she's a great sister. She came with me here, which I think says a lot about her. Even though she didn't have to, I told her there was free food, so I guess that helps.
There you go. Yeah, we enjoy ourselves during the spirit drive.
Yeah. Well, thanks for coming in, Warren. It's a real blessing for all of us listeners to know that not only are we being edified when we drive to and from work, but there are many young men and women who are interested in growing closer to Christ. And we saw that earlier this morning with our morning kickoff. Dave, you and I, we had Lori, and yep. Lori is working with 20-somethings and matching them with mentors in her parish at St. Christopher. Now we hear from you. There's a lot to be hopeful for, and there's a lot of good things happening right here in Central Ohio. To show your appreciation, give us a call, 614-459-4820.
Warren Black, thanks for being with us for this segment. God bless you and your family. Keep going strong.
Thank you so much for having
you're an
me,
inspiration.
Guys.
Stay the course.
Yeah. Stay the course. Amen.
Thank you.
Right now, we're going to hear from some of our sponsors. Give us a call, 614-459-4820. Be right back.
This is Anna Mitchell, host of the Sunrise Morning Show. One of the most important aspects of my program and all of Catholic radio, for that matter, is that we get all the news of the day from the Catholic perspective. We're pro-life radio. We're pro-family radio. We're pro-marriage radio. We get to hear the Pope in his own words, not what the secular media wants you to think he's saying. And we all know those are two totally different things. Now, thanks to EWTN, our program is provided free of charge, but there are many other expenses that must be paid locally to keep it on the air. When you pledge your support, you make it possible for this station to carry programs like the Sunrise Morning Show every morning. No matter the amount, your gift works to make a difference for you, for others, and for the future of Catholic radio. Please prayerfully consider a gift right now.
Freedom Fertility Care offers natural family planning and programs for monitoring, maintaining, and evaluating women's procreative and gynecological health. Online at freedomfertilitycare.com.
Lindsay Honda proudly sponsors AM 820. We know quality, and that's why Lindsay carries the entire lineup of award-winning, top-rated Honda and Acura vehicles, including the 2018 North American Car of the Year, the Ohio-built 2018 Honda Accord. We have a very large selection, and you'll be proud of the way that we do business. We're located just off I-70 and Bryce Road or at lindsayhonda.com. Open 6 days a week, proudly close Sundays, spending time with our families.
Beginning your college search? Continue your faith journey at Ohio Dominican University, Central Ohio's Catholic University. Do you have a passion for serving others? At Ohio Dominican, you'll have the opportunity to make a difference in the lives of others, like serving meals to neighbors down the street, tutoring children after school, or even helping to provide medical care and nourishment to villagers in Haiti. Whatever your passion is, you'll connect it with God's purpose for your life at Ohio Dominican University. Learn more at ohiodominican.edu.
If you are like most, teachers, priests, and coaches have given you more than you can repay. Woody Hayes often encouraged his players to pay forward, to help those who come after you. To pay forward for the Catholic faith, start with a conversation at the Catholic Foundation. The Catholic Foundation can assist you in understanding your options for planned giving. Pay forward and start your planned giving conversation today at the Catholic Foundation. Catholic-foundation.org.
Colley, Schroyer, and Abraham Law Office represents client needs in medical malpractice, accidents, product liability, and personal injury. Online at ColleySchroyerAbraham.com. That's ColleySchroyerAbraham.com.
And welcome to the St. Gabriel Catholic Radio AM 820 Fall Spirit Drive. Mother Angelica, in her definition of what is the purpose of Christianity, says, the Father wants to look down and see His image on your soul. What a great way to encapsulate the personal nature of what Jesus Christ has done and what our church stands for. He wants to look down on us and see His image, Christ's image, on our soul. This Spirit Drive is a time for you, our listeners, to step forward and offer your support. Phone lines are open, 614-459-4820, 614-459-4820. Without you, we are not going to be on the air, so we need you to step forward and make that contribution. You can also go online at stgabrielradio.com. We're also going to hear from our angel updater. Andy, you have a quick update for us?
I do. So we are actually, we have four on our way to 16. So we're working hard, but we're getting there.
Right.
So you can call or donate online. So first of all, let's say thank you to some of the people who have been supporting. So we had an online donation from Kathleen, and it's a bronze sustaining membership. So congratulations. Thank you, Kathleen. She's at St. Patrick's in Columbus. We also have had gifts from Brian and Diana in Westerville. They gave a one-time donation. So thank you, Brian and Diana. And Rita in St. Patrick's of Columbus also gave us a one-time donation. So we've had those coming in. That's wonderful. And again, you can join with all the folks who have been giving. You can help us. It's 614-459-4820. You can give different kinds. Again, sustaining memberships help so much. They really help the radio station a lot. We're at four, so we're trying to get a few more before the end of the hour. So if everybody could help us get to that 16 goal, that'd be great. And again, that's 614-459-4820, or you can visit online at stgabrielradio.com.
And I'm in the studio. My name is Bill Messerly. I'm in the studio with Dave Orsborn, Molly Fanning, one of our board members, and our special guest, Father Thomas Blau. Father Thomas, right before we had the angel update, we heard an amazing testimony from Warren Black. Amazing in that any conversion story is really a glimpse into a special moment.
Really a wonderful grace, a conversion story. Someone who's fired up in his faith. I'm thinking of Warren's father, Mr. Black.
Amen.
That he's fired up in his faith, and yet he had the courage to ask the questions and see what Catholics say about things. And then to convert, to actually enter in the church and lead his family in that way. And now I think for Warren and the esteem he showed for his father, his father leading and being a spiritual man, I just think that is a wonderful thing.
What a gift.
Boldness and courage. I mean, that's difficult because they were very much engaged in their faith. And to recognize the attractiveness and the affirmative orthodoxy of the Catholic faith and that invitation that's provided through St. Gabriel Radio to make bold steps to convert.
Not just being sufficient to look at the superficial, to look and say, oh, well, I see this going on, but saying, no, I want to know, does this have the truth? So if we do have any listeners who are not Catholic, I'd recommend do that. RCIA is starting up at a parish near you. Get involved in RCIA. If you know someone that should be a Catholic, invite them. And maybe when you invite them over your house, have St. Gabriel Radio playing, because a lot of churches don't have radio like this. We do. We're blessed with that.
We are blessed. Absolutely. Yes, the process works. And it happened in our family. So Bill and I came to church together. And it was a family member saying, wait a minute, why don't you look at the Catholic Church?
That's great.
And the man who perhaps more than any other, at least in American Catholicism, that has used the media effectively through YouTube and his DVDs, Bishop Robert Barron, and his work with Word on Fire is an inspiration and a good example of this affirmative orthodoxy of showing the truth, the goodness, and the beauty of the Catholic faith. His content director, Brandon Vaught, is speaking in our next clip on evangelization. Pay attention.
Sharing your faith with clarity, calm, and joy. That's what you and Bishop Barron do. But give us some advice on that. Like, what's the? I mean, already I suppose we have some advice that we can find in the world around us, the material to start conversations with people. But what kind of advice do people get from you when they ask, Brandon, how can I share my faith with clarity, calm, and joy?
Yeah, I'd say that all three of those things are tied together, and they're particularly rooted in the first one, which is clarity. For years and years, after I became Catholic, so I'm a convert to the Catholic Church, the first couple years after becoming Catholic, I was always really nervous, really worried whenever difficult conversations would come up about the church. People would bring up the abuse crisis or some minute theological objection that I couldn't answer. And I was always just sort of timid, nervous. I didn't want to enter those conversations. I certainly wasn't a particularly joyful and excited Catholic because I was just worried that I'd be put on the spot. But over the following years, I started to do a lot more reading, a lot more studying. I put myself into situations where I had to have conversations about these things with friends and family. And I developed a clarity that then made me calm and then gave me joy.
I
found that when you get clarity about what you believe, and even more than that, when you get clarity about the best objections to your belief and clarity about how to answer them, then you can't help but be calm and you can't help but be joyful because you're positive about what you believe and you've heard all the best objections to it. So you have no reason to get frazzled whenever they come up. So I think clarity is the secret really to becoming calm and joyful as a Catholic.
Let me ask you this, though, because I think one of the things that we face even more than being confronted on our faith is an indifference to our faith. What do you do to share the faith in the face of that indifference?
Yeah, that's a great question. In my experience, a lot of people are indifferent on the surface, but they're nevertheless concerned with the big questions of life. And I think that we just highlighted a great case. You know, we're talking about a Neil deGrasse Tyson video that has gone viral. It's got something like 4 million views, and he's talking about what happens after we die. So that's a fundamental question that has implications for all sorts of things. anthropology, who we are as people, theology, what happens after we die. People are interested in listening to major thinkers and influencers answer these questions. And so the internet and social media has told me that even though people are indifferent on the surface in the sense that they won't actively seek out these important questions, they're nevertheless interested when they come up. And so the trick for Catholics is to get the foot in the door. You know, I used that analogy earlier. We just need to get our foot in the door to crack it open a little bit and open up a conversation about this stuff.
That was Brandon Vaught from Word on Fire Ministries, and you're listening to the St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820 Falls Spirit Drive. I'm Dave Orsborn in the studio with Bill Messerly, Molly Fanning, and Father Thomas Blau. We've been talking about evangelization, specifically radio evangelization, and this is what we do day in and day out. And we've heard conversion stories today, and we've heard over and over again about the way that St. Gabriel Catholic Radio is changing lives throughout Ohio, and we're inviting you now to become a part of this radio family. We are listener-supported and rely on your generosity. Give us a call, 614-459-4820, or you can also go online to stgabrielradio.com.
I want to give a shout-out. This is Father Thomas here. I want to give a shout-out to all my St. Pat's parishioners. If you're out there, if you're listening to radio, let's fill up some of these numbers, okay? Some of the numbers. Please give a call. Okay?
This is that after-school drive time.
It is. Please.
It's not nap time.
Get on the phone and say, wahoo, parishioners. Come on. Rally the flag over there. You know, or should we say the white colors of the Dominicans?
Well, I love how Brandon Vaught talked about joy and calmness come when we have clarity. When we've had the tough questions, but we've taken the time to answer those tough questions. And when you've done that, you can be joyful. And he even said, you can't help but be joyful.
Joy comes when you possess something. And when you possess the truth, when you find, it's the joy of a youngster learning mathematics and finally being able to do the problem and come up with the right answer. When you come up with the truth, it's going to give you joy. And that's what our church is about, is giving people life-saving truth. And that's the beauty of the media, Catholic media, especially Catholic radio, is it gets the truth across. It's the clarity. So it's not kind of wishy-washy. It's just not subjective, pious opinions. It's truth you can bet your life on.
Well, and it's the peace and the bumps in the road. Because if you have the truth, then the bumps of the road are a little more peaceful.
That's right.
Makes sense.
You know, they're a little easier to put in order somehow with those gifts of the Holy Spirit, with that truth, with that foundation of your life of truth.
You're able to see how things all fit together.
Absolutely.
So it's not like this is really out of whack. Well, if it's sin, repent for it. But you're able to see how the whole truth, this mansion that is our truth of our faith.
You know, I like baby steps and making sure that our listeners know what baby steps they can take to help us as a community reach our goals. We have 10 minutes left in this hour. What we need to have happen is in the next 60 seconds, we need a caller to pick up the phone and call 614-459-4820. So you're it. I've just tapped you on the shoulder.
There you go.
Pick up
there
the phone, 614-459-4820. We just need one call in this next 60 seconds, and we'll try to reset that every 60 seconds. You can't call with five gifts, but you can call with one, and that's your gift and your participation in this important work.
We have a radio show that Dominicans do called Dominican Dimensions. If you have benefited from listening to that, we have a blast. Okay, the brothers go on it, and we always have at least three.
It is so much fun. I've learned so much just by being in the studio with you guys. I mean, it's such a blessing.
It's a hoot. Yeah. And if you've benefited from listening to Dominican Dimensions, please give a call. Let us know that. Let us know that you want us to keep doing Dominican Dimensions. And call in and make a pledge of some sort. Give a gift.
614-459-4820. This hour has gone very fast, but we know that these next couple of days are very important for the strength of St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. We continually look for new ways to reach out to Catholics that may be, in whatever way, disengaged at the moment in their faith. If you're that individual that perhaps has been somewhat lukewarm in your faith for whatever reason, and we've all gone through those phases, but you've started listening to Catholic Radio and something has sparked in your life, and you know that God is touching you in a very personal way, I want you to pick up the phone, 614-459-4820, and join in this important work. You know that it opens up that crack in your heart. You know it'll also help many, many others get closer to our Lord. So give us a call, 614-459-4820.
We have about 5 minutes left in this hour. Coming up at 4 p.m., we have Father David Schock from Christ the King Parish in the studio with hosts Patrick Schroyer and Lori Hamrick. So that's coming up at 4 o'clock. 614-459-4820 is the number for you right now. Father Blau, tell us a little bit about your preaching ministry.
I am currently, I think I have just completed, I'm about at 70 parish missions in this diocese.
Wow.
So I've done 70.
That's awesome.
This is a fantastic diocese. It is so easy to find faithful priests and on-fire parishes.
Say that again.
It's so easy to find faithful, zealous priests.
Amen.
It's amazing.
Amen.
It is.
Yeah. Hey, Columbus.
There is a grace that is settling here in Central Ohio. So I go out. Some of my examples, if you've heard of them, it's been in the Catholic Times a lot. Parish missions can be 2, 3, 4. I had one that was 5-nighter. That's a tough one.
Okay? And that's 6 hours a night, right?
It seems like it at times.
Especially for Dave's parish. Yeah, that's right. That's right. Patrick's.
That's right.
When I preach, Dave thinks that I've talked for 6 hours in that homily.
Out of the tent.
That's 30 hours.
Time slows down when Blau preaches.
Yeah. No, they're about an hour each night, right?
With confessions. Yeah. I'm one of the missionaries of mercy, a pontifical missionary of mercy. And so... I've got to do confessions. It's a joy. It's a great gift. So we've got them on Mary, on the Eucharist. We have them on What is Mercy, a whole parish mission called the Evangelist Toolbox. And we, if you want a parish mission, give me a call. Give me a call at St. Patrick's. Anything sent to St. Patrick Church will eventually get to me. But I guarantee it. Okay.
And you've also been commissioned by Bishop Campbell in a real special way as the bishop's preacher.
He asked me to do that back in early 2016, and that is what's been driving this. That's where we've continued.
Yeah. What a blessing.
It's been a great, great time for me. It's like I say, it's great being around people that are zealous for their faith.
Pick up the phone, 614-459-4820, and we have a quick update from Andy.
All right. Well, we have 13 for the hour. We have two more one-time gifts and a few sustainers. So we'll say thank you to them, starting with Arden in Westerville. He's at St. Patrick, and he is a one-time gift. And he's giving that in honor of Sebastian Blaze Hansen.
Amen.
Hey. Yeah. And then we have Mark from St. Brendan's, and he's giving in honor of his dad, Rick Jackson. And that's a one-time gift.
A longtime friend of St. Gabriel Radio.
We want to thank some of our sustaining members. We have Alex from St. Joan of Arc in Powell. We have Chris from St. Brendan the Navigator in Hilliard. Again, we have David and Michelle from St. Andrews in Columbus. And we have Barbara, who's also sustaining members. And those are really what keeps the lifeblood. It really helps out the most when you sign up to be a sustaining member.
Keeps the lights on.
And we have one phone line open, and that's yours, 614-459-4820. Coming up in just a couple minutes, we have Father David Schock from Christ the King Parish. Thank you to Bill Messerly, Molly Fanning, and Father Thomas Blau. Father, can you leave us with your blessing?
Gladly. And in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit,
amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
And may the blessing of Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit descend upon you and remain with you forever.
Amen.
God bless you.
Coming up right now, we're going to hear from Monsignor Frank Lane, the very first contributor to St. Gabriel Catholic Radio's local programming with his show, Foundations in Faith, Monsignor Frank Lane. We're clear.
And then pursuing that meaning into the mystery of the Christ and into union with God. It's kind of a, it's kind of a major undertaking in everybody's life to live reflectively and prayerfully in the modern world. And the scriptures give us the opportunity to do that. Without the scriptures, we find ourselves kind of floating around in a world of relative ideas, a world where there is no hierarchy of values or hierarchy of thought. And although in contemporary society to talk about hierarchy is not necessarily the most popular thing to do, it has been from the very beginning of the recording of human thought an understanding that there is an order to the life that we live, and that in that order there are priorities. And in those priorities, we find the avenues and the means of discovering our purpose and our meaning. And that those priorities simply we call hierarchies of values. So today, I'd like to take a look at the Gospel according to John, the first chapter, the 35th to the 42nd verse. And this has to do with the witness of John to Jesus as he passes by. When John says to him, there is the Lamb of God. And so he announces to those people who are gathered for the baptism and the preaching of the Jordan that here is the Lamb of God. Now, we have recently in the liturgy reintroduced this idea of ourselves acknowledging the Lamb of God. And in the writings of John, from the Gospel into the book of Revelation, we find the Lamb becomes a very, very important symbol of the person of Jesus, and it interprets the person of Jesus for us. Obviously, it flows from the Lamb of the Passover, that when the Hebrews were held in captivity in Egypt, and the angel of death was to pass over Egypt and strike the firstborn of man and beast alike, that they were to sacrifice the Lamb. And through the blood of the Lamb, posted on their doorposts, they were to be flown over by the angels of death. The angels of death were to leave them alone. And so it was the blood of the Lamb that saved the ancient Hebrews from the plague of the death of the firstborn that came upon Egypt. From that moment onward, the Lamb becomes the symbol of redemption. And as the symbol of redemption, it is specifically through the blood of the Lamb that redemption is poured out upon the peoples of the earth, especially those, as in among the ancient Hebrews in Egypt, especially those who have accepted and who have striven to live the covenant of the Lord. So when John says, here is the Lamb of God, he is identifying a very real memory, a very real symbol in the minds of the Hebrew people, because he is remembering the Lamb of the Passover, the sacrificial Lamb whose blood saved the people of the covenant. So to use the word the Lamb of God is to strike up memories within the Hebrew community of their own deliverance, of their being rescued and led out of Egypt by the power of the blood of the Lamb.
"60 Seconds with Mother Angelica."
Provide for today, that's the gift of knowledge, teaches me to provide for today, but not undue concern for tomorrow. Have a zest for life, but a desire for heaven. See God in all things, but know. That's what we don't know today. Today, God is our little buddy. Oh, he transcends the whole creation. He transcends everything he made. He's a different being. He's God. And then admire visible beauty without losing sight of the invisible source. I need to see God in you, in the sunrise, the sunset. I have to see God in everything. That's awesome.
The people you know and trust are on EWTN.
John, a St. Gabriel Radio listener, told us, "I was a zombie, plodding through life, doing and pursuing what the world told me would make me happy. Then a bumper magnet prompted me to listen to AM 820, which in turn got me back on the road to the church of my upbringing. St. Gabriel Catholic Radio works. It gives the truth to souls all over Ohio. Make a difference this week and support St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. Call 614-459-4820 or go online at stgabrielradio.com.
WVSG, Columbus, Ohio. Statewide, this is the home for listener-supported St. Gabriel.